This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hey, quick shout out. We had Travis Garrison and Dave Neal on the show in studio a couple weeks ago, and they are on the executive team on the TBT Maryland alumni team, Shell Shock.
Good dudes.
Great dudes. Well, they beat, I can't remember what team they beat last night, but it was the round of 16 in the TBT, the tournament.
Oh, they're to the quarterfinals.
They're into the, I think it's the semis.
Well, if you win,
good for them.
The round of 16, you get to the final eight.
Yeah, well, maybe they won the final eight. Anyway, maybe it is quarterfinals. Anyway, they play on the 28th against the West Virginia alumni team. Mm. So
this is the guy that always plays for West Virginia. He had like a great NCAA tournament. I think he's part of that TBT team. You know what I'm talking about? Probably like 20 years ago.
Big there white was, dude?
Yes.
Pitt Snoggle?
Oh. Yes. I think.
Does he play for them? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I feel like he was on the TBT team.
Not sure. He's just shaking his head like no. Like,
yeah,
that's
I don't
not,
think so.
I don't know if he's. Play.
I don't know.
I don't think he plays.
He's got to be old. Yeah. He's got to be pretty old.
I remember
old
seeing him
point.
Play for that TBT team in past.
Anyway, it's Best Virginia. All right. It's a West Virginia alumni,
okay.
but they call themselves Best
name.
Virginia.
I like that.
So that's who they play in Charleston on, I believe it's on Saturday. I'm sorry, maybe Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, shout out to them.
You know, real quick, I did want to mention. Venus last night. My wife is we grew up playing tennis, so tennis is always kind of big in my family. But we made a point of watching Venus, and it's staggering what she was able to do last night at 45 years of age, having not basically won a professional match, not really played 2 years. 45 years old, she beat the number 35 ranked player in the world in straight sets. And I'm telling you, for the first set and a half, the other one, Peyton, whatever her name is, good player, whatever. She didn't even look like she was in the same stratosphere as Venus. Now, she did much better in those last few games. They played a bunch of long deuce games, went back and forth. But what Venus was able to do and the power that Venus has is still so dominant at that level. It's just, it's unbelievable.
I can't believe a 23-year-old lost to a 45-year-old.
23-year-old ranked 35 in the world.
That's what I saw.
It's
Peyton Stearns, is that her name?
Yes. And she was a good player, and she really did play tight, like well the last couple games. And it, you know, Venus had to really dig it out and that to make sure. Because you started to think, if it goes to a third set, even though Venus has looked dominant, if it goes to a third set, she could run out of gas. I mean, she hadn't played a pro match in 2 years.
Right.
I mean, of course, she's 45 years old. I mean, of course, the other one could maybe come on, but she did what she had to do. Her serve is unbelievable. And, you know, I'm a little bit torn on the Williams sisters because they're the most happiest people when they win, mm-hmm. and when they lose, it gets really sourpussy for me. Like, and I know they're competitive, and I get that, but sometimes it's a little much for me. But it was spectacular what Venus did last night. She thanked our friend Mark Ein. Mm-hmm. Mark Ein's been telling her for years, I got a wild card for you, and she finally took him up on it.
Very good.
So that was really fun to watch, and the announcers are making it seem like her next match might be winnable for her too.
She's playing the girl from Poland. I can't remember her last name.
Freck or something.
Freck, maybe.
Yeah, something like
Magdalena
that.
Magdalena Freck, maybe.
Yeah, and they were saying, you know, look, they're not predicting a win, but they're not saying it might be within her realm.
Did you see the other high level athlete's remarkable accomplishment last night in a different field? Joey Chestnut.
Ooh. Okay.
So Joey Chestnut.
I thought he was doing some hot dog thing again, right?
The world champion of competitive eating.
Yeah.
So he was part of this Barstool bit where they wanted to do, I think it was 9 guys at the Cubs game. They had to consume 99 hot dogs and 99 beers in a 9-inning stretch.
Wow.
They accomplished it. Now, a couple of the guys, if you saw the video, guys are puking into like buckets and trash cans, and Joey Chestnut is just... he's just giving them the death stare. Like, how dare
you?
Like, you guys aren't on my level.
You said 99 hot dogs.
And 99 beers in 9 innings.
So 11 hot dogs and
on
11
average,
beers per inning.
Yes. But what I was struck by...
what if it's a quick 1-2-3? Like, you know, I don't get that.
Well, I think you just have it till the end.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it each inning. Okay,
No, the whole game. He's just
giving you the average.
Joey Chestnut, he drank 20 beers in 9 innings.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how big the beers were. I don't know if they're 12 or... I'm guessing they're 12 to 16-ounce beers, but still, that's a lot. You tried drinking 20 beers during 9 innings of a baseball game?
I'd be dead.
You're going to be good and hammered.
Well, he took his foot off the gas because he had 6 after the first inning,
okay,
and he had 16 through 5.
Oh my god.
He was just cruising.
Was he slurring his words? Or did he carry it well?
I didn't see the video. I just saw a still shot of him. And I was like, that's a remarkable accomplishment.
Last time I did that, I woke up at 5 p.m. in CK's office.
Yeah.
Even if it's light beers at 4% alcohol or 3.5%, that's still going to pummel you.
Just destroy you. And he's not young.
I don't know. Did he do it?
He contributed. I don't think he
didn't do it all.
He wasn't like the leader. He was letting the Barstool guys like carry most of the load, I think, eating wise. He wasn't there to do 70 hot dogs in like 10 minutes like he does on July 4th. I mean, he's got to train for that. But the 20 beers in 9 innings, man, that's a lot. I give you a golf clap, Joey Chestnut. Another remarkable feat by you.
Another remarkable feat. EB finally came to the realization is the amount of stuff that is just thrown around in this office space.
Now, listen, I walk by it all the time, and it's obviously a mess around here. There's no doubt about it. But I just walked around the corner, and for some reason, I just stared at it for a moment, and it's staggering, the amount of junk in the staging area that we have set here. Imagine if we still had a news... like, where would they have put all of the... if we still had a news station.
Well, I think most of it is where most of the stuff is like stuff that never goes to the dump. They have probably 15 dead phone systems.
Yeah. If the image is up on Monumental right now.
What is Mayor Bowser going to think tomorrow when she walks in?
You want me to dress up and you're going to walk her through that?
I'm not walking her through that side.
It's basically, you don't realize it, it's basically like that everywhere.
Of course, if you head to the cafeteria, and I talked to Roger about this.
You don't realize that you're blind to it.
You guys, there are like 15 dead cable boxes just leave there. And
I did notice, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Roger is leading some new minion engineering guy who I haven't met yet. Uh-huh. And he was like in one corner, like up near the break room, where there's just like old
stuff,
old computers. And he's trying to like explain to him what's going on. I'm like, if this guy can last here more than 2 weeks with Roger showing him the ropes,
Roger told me one time that the corner, which is they've kept stuff in that corner for years. All right, I guess there's not a storage room where they could. He said, "Do you want one?" It's like you take one. So the hope is, I don't know the system here about things that are taken to the
what
dump.
What is he even offering
you? It's trash. It's a bunch of cable boxes and equipment and. You know, I don't know.
Who would want that?
Exactly. Yeah. But he, you know, there's no system here where they take trash away.
I think our engineers are awesome. Roger, Tom, Daniel, all those guys. They're great at what they do. They're the sloppiest engineers we've ever had. And I know, like, they're longtime employees, like 40 years or whatever, right? They just, I don't think it's like that necessarily. I don't think all engineers are like that. I think some are like.
Here's my guess, right? Is that they look at all that old equipment and they still feel like it has some sort of functionality.
And see the value in
it. And that they might have to use it at some point.
They need it for parts.
So it's hard for them to part with it.
Mm. Yeah.
They have that hoarding instinct where they're like, they just can't part with it.
Oh, they definitely have the hoarding instinct.
Meanwhile, there is a storage system. It's a big, giant blue dumpster right
Nobody takes
right
stuff down
underneath
there.
Where we're broadcasting from.
They might be shocked. They probably know, but I actually had, I told you I have all these old lenses that that I've ruined with water. Some of them are really old, and I'm stunned at how much the value has lost.
Right.
They might be shocked at how little some of that stuff is worth.
If it's worth more than 10 cents, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, most of it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing your lenses are, like, what? They're probably worth $10.
But it's, like, staggering for something that you maybe paid $5,000 for, and then 20 years later, you know, it's not worth that much. A couple $100, some of them. It's wild.
It is crazy how
but
much.
But that staging area, because there are a couple of nice areas, like right outside where WPGC is, they have kind of a couch area. Yeah. That area seems to always be nicely maintained.
Presentable. It's kind of like having a messy bedroom.
Ten steps ahead of it is there's a bunch of junk.
Yes.
I've just never really looked at it. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't care less. It's just funny. It's a funny observation when you walk by. They can do whatever they want. Doesn't bother me at all.
It bothers JP more than anybody.
It doesn't bother me. I find it actually hysterical.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I think they should keep doing it.
They will.
It bothers me. I find it a little odd and disappointing.
Yeah. All I know is
you could actually, if you actually cleaned it up, you could make it a nice spot. Like you could,
but nobody uses it.
I know. But that's if we got rid of all the cubicles, that's where you can put the pool table and ping pong table.
When the mayor comes in tomorrow, she's coming up the elevators. She's going to come through the door to the break room. She's going to bang a left.
Yeah.
And she's going to bang a right down here.
Yeah.
And that she's not going to see any other part of the floor of the of
what if
the
she
building.
Asked to see the rest of the
we
station?
Should put yellow
she's
tape.
Ask.
We should put like a murder scene. Does? Like yellow tape.
Yeah. What if she wants to meet the people over at PGC?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be on all the shows.
Oh, there you go.
She'll be on PGC after us, and then Elzo, I think. recording something with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
those areas look okay.
Is her PR person going to be with her?
I'm not sure what staff is going to be here tomorrow. Probably a large
contingent.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, you know, 8 to 10 people.
Her photographer is going to be here taking a picture of you in a ratty hoodie.
Yeah. Hey, the picture's going to say, look at Mayor Bowser feeding the homeless.
You don't look much better, buddy.
I'll try not to.
I'm not saying I do. I'm not claiming that I do. But I'll tidy up a little bit for the bear. Yeah.
Wow. Who would have thought the homelessness was crazy in the Navy Yard? What ward's that?
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll own it. I'll take it. I'll own it. I got nothing to say.
But you're right. Then he gets to Norbeck and he dresses up.
Well, he has to, or else they'd throw him off the golf course.
You're not allowed. Yeah. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
You can't even wear a hat over there. I mean, you know, you wear it on the course. But yeah. It's a whole thing. But I'll go to Safeway like this. I will go to CVS like this. I will go to my dentist.
What about
like this.
Church with your mom?
Well, I mean, church is different.
Well, you can wear whatever you want.
I would not wear this to church. No.
You don't wear socks and slides to church?
Jesus did wear sandals, Cakes.
Listen, I
great
think
point.
That's,
but he didn't
I think
wear
that
socks.
That there's a completely different line with the place of worship. Mm. I think it's totally different. You could wear it if you wanted, but I was raised
Valdez,
way different
did,
than
did
that.
Jesus have the, did he have the slides or...
Yeah,
God
the Jesus
forbid,
sandals.
I think
God
open
forbid,
toe.
The ones where you stick your toe in between the thing.
Yes.
The people
that was the one he
flip
had.
Flops. I think so.
Yeah. Jesus had flip flops.
People that like
yeah, Monty Sperry flip flops.
I can't do flip flops anymore.
No.
I just can't.
No, Jesus
I can't
had,
do it.
He had Jesus sandals. Yeah. Everybody knows that people that like granola and hikes.
Similar to Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Berkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Jesus had the Berkeys.
Of course, he didn't have silly slides. There's no chance he had Jesus slides.
That is quite a lot.
It had like silly leather Tevas.
Yeah.
And you slept in those socks.
Of course. Fresh.
Stinky.
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 Nice and fresh.
They've been on for 8 hours. They get stinky while you sleep? I don't think so.
I think so.
Cold. Definitely perspire when you sleep.
I will say this. I do have blisters in there. I need some Band-Aids.
Gross.
Yeah.
Too much information.
All right, got to take a break. We will talk to Mayor Bowser tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.